Connecticut is one of several states where the prospect of full marijuana legalization in 2019 looks very promising. What are the chances of this happening? Joe LaChance, the weed guy on the show. What do you think?
Good morning, Chaz. How are you?
Good.
And how's the crew over there?
We're good. Thank you.
I don't know. Ask them.
Good.
I'm fine. Thank you.
We good.
You want to answer?
I believe the chances.
Or you want to talk about stuff?
I believe the chances are very, very good this year. I've spoken to quite a few legislators, and they're on board. It's just a question of how they're going to do it.
What do you mean?
That's really what it comes down to.
What do you mean?
Well, how they're going to regulate it? Are they going to let people grow their own? Are they going to let small businesses get involved? How are they going to let, are they going, you know, where are they, what cities are they going to put it in? Are they going to let cities turn down marijuana businesses? There's a lot of things that have to be put together.
Every time you take a breath, it sounds like are you sick?
What's that?
Are you sick?
No, why?
Every time you take a breath, I hear it sounds like a saw.
Right. Yeah.
Is your airway blocked?
Do you have asthma?
Is that?
Gotta be the phone.
No.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Here, breathe again.
Right.
All right. Well, you have a governor who said he would legalize weed. You have a speaker of the House, and you have the other person. I mean, all three people. You got the trifecta. They have the votes. I mean, how does it not happen, right?
Right. Exactly.
So you're saying it's going to happen this year. The question is, how's it going to happen?
Right. Exactly. That's the big question.
All right. What would?
Is Chewbacca there? Put him on the phone.
I can't even listen to this.
Joey!
Get some water.
All right. Mm. What would your gut tell you? How do you think it's going to work?
I think we're going to have a fight for the people to grow their own. They really don't want to let people grow their own in their own houses.
They want to sell it, that's why.
Right. They want businesses to do it.
Right.
Right.
So they tax and regulate them.
The other thing is they're going to let a lot of big corporations in, and I think that's where the regular person needs to get involved, too, if they would like to.
Yeah.
Make weed areas.
But there will be jobs. That is going to be the good thing about this. That will open up a lot of new jobs.
What kind of jobs?
Growing, working in the dispensary.
Right. I don't know, AJ. Maybe growing it and selling it.
Well,
that's like the only thing.
I was just curious. You know, what will these jobs pay? Just asking for
growing,
a friend.
Growing, selling, and then fast food.
Right.
Yeah. Research purposes.
Is there an investment opportunity for someone who has, say, like $7?
Yeah. I did want to ask you about investment in weed. A lot of people want to do it because it's clearly an industry that's going to expand in the United States. Where do you start with that? You know?
You can't just invest
in weed. You have to, like, pick a company, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. First off, look at the stock market if you're into stocks. There are a few good Canadian stocks that are actually doing well. Then the next thing I would do is look into hemp. Hemp is going to be the big money maker in this industry.
All right. So you go to hemp because that you can make rope with hemp. You could do more than just smoke it.
Sandals, rugs.
Oils.
Right.
Oil hangings.
All of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And but how do you know which company to pick?
Well, that's what you have to look into. There's a few good ones out there. There's a one called Green Thumb. As a matter of fact, they just bought the Grove facility in Connecticut.
Oh, West Haven one?
Yes, they just bought the West Haven one for $80 million.
Oof.
Yes, so there's big money in this industry. As a matter of fact, hemp became legal in December.
Hold on.
So now hold on.
Let's go back here a second.
Yeah.
Yes. They bought that place in West Haven for $80 million?
Yes.
How much do you think it cost that company to set that place up?
Probably about at least $10 to $15 million.
Jesus.
So a huge profit.
Good
there.
Job,
you're done.
Guys.
Right, right.
Just, like at this point, I go to an island.
Right.
See ya!
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Smoke all I want over there.
I'm sure that's what they're doing.
Right? Oh, my God. And how long was that whole thing in process from permits to selling it for $80 million?
5 years.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow, good turnaround.
Good job.
Jeez.
Man, we just like set something up and leave.
Well, that's not the first Connecticut company that was bought either. There's been about three or four different ones that have been bought for a lot of money.
By Green Thumb or different companies?
different companies. Matter of fact, John Boehner's company, Acreage, bought a couple of dispensaries here in Connecticut.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so.
That's called weedage.
Look into hemp. It became legal.
Pam, what is that?
I don't know. I don't know what that noise is, but it makes me laugh every time I hear it. Because I'm picturing him like struggling for
it. Gotta be my phone.
Right. Or a fly he's buzzing your head.
Like he's so excited.
Right. My puffer. I must use my puffer.
I'm trying so hard to be professional.
That's funnier than anything I've heard today.
She's the word professional.
It sounds like when like a race car goes by in the background.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So it sounds like those speeders in right. Star Wars.
Let's go. Let's go to Jonah Chance right next to Indy 500.
Right. All right. A recent story, and a lot of people talked about this over our Christmas break, was that UConn course. They're going to be teaching weed from like seed to smoking. And
right,
everything in between. And the course booked up, and it's a record-breaking number of attendance and all of this stuff.
Yeah, so, 400 students.
Yeah, and you have classes that you teach. And do you teach the same things?
Yeah, we do. We teach the basics of how to do all the same things, how to grow, how to work in a dispensary, how to work with a medical marijuana doctor, and how to cook with cannabis.
All right, how much do your classes cost?
Our classes cost about $100 each, so
$400. It's a lot less than a college course, I'll tell you that right
Seriously,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people have gotten jobs. Some of the people who have taken our classes are now working in the industry.
Right.
So that's what it's about. We teach vocational classes.
Pam? More.
I'm here.
Okay.
Is there a graduation ceremony with caps and gowns?
Yes, we do a graduation ceremony.
Wow.
Really?
He's playing kazoos, though.
No speeches?
We had it at our party, actually.
Of wow. Is the diploma on rolling paper?
That's funny.
No, it's a certificate.
Yeah, it's light it up
it's on hemp
hand.
Paper. It's on hemp paper.
It's a big bamboo thing, though.
It's that big bamboo rolling paper.
Exactly, right.
All right, Joe. We'll link up your stuff on ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. We got to get in. Got to get you in here. Anything you want to add?
No, well, the classes start Saturday, so if you want to sign up, just get in touch. Yeah, the first class is Saturday, and it's a grow class.
The growing
class is Saturday.
All right, and you have some seats available?
Oh, yeah, I got about 5 or 6 seats available, so if you're interested.
All right, we'll link it up.
Got it.
If Pam stops laughing at you, wheezing. All right, thank you, Joe.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe LaChance, the weed guy. Nick in North Haven wants to add to the convo. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I was wondering about, I heard they have penny stocks. In weed?
Yeah.
It was a question, I guess.
Oh, you had a question?
Oh.
Yeah.
Penny stocks?
About penny stocks. I got an email about penny stocks for, like, upcoming, you know, businesses.
I'm always leery of email offers.
Unsolicited email offers.
Sounds like an S&M store,
Except
penny stocks.
That guy from South Africa is going to leave me millions of dollars. I'm still waiting for that.
Oh, the king. Yeah.
I gave him $1,000 he wanted.
Yeah.
For shipping and handling.
From an email, this is from a website that I go through a lot, and they actually sent me the email about it. I was trying to look through my stuff while I was on hold, but I couldn't find it.
All right, so you're not ready to come on the air is what you're saying.
Well, no, I was ready to come on the air. I was just wondering about, you know, so basically be wary of penny stocks. On your email.
I didn't say that. No. I said I'm leery of email offers.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So like I said, like you're not ready to ask a question or give us info right now.
Well, I was just asking the question, but yeah.
Exactly what's the question?
It was about the penny stocks, but I don't have a follow-up for it, so I guess right. No, I have nothing right now.
Clearly Nick has the best weed.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, brother. Anthony in Hamden, you're a weed stock investor?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I pretty much wrote it up when Canadians were going to legalize. So I did it from October to November. So I invested into Canopy. I would stay away from the penny stocks.
Okay.
Canopy got bought out by Stars Distribution to set up distribution routes. So it is all set to go when the United States goes full legal.
Huh.
No.
So I don't know. The question is, how do you get into the market and how do you know what's good and what's not?
Pretty much how much funding they project to intake from other companies investing into them, as well as distribution and security for their truck deliveries as well. So I would say...
Distribution and security.
Right.
Yeah, because Brink signed up with Canopy as well. So to get into it, just open an account with Ameritrade, and it's pretty simple after 3 days.
Hmm. And do you smoke?
No.
I had a feeling.
Hey,
wow.
Now.
He just sounded too clear and had everything going.
Yeah.
Too smart.
Too sharp.
All right, guys. Anything else I can help with?
That's it.
Yeah, we're good.
Hold on. Let's get your number for future questions, all right? Hold on.
All right. Woo! Woo!